This is St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Greg Montanew. 100 years ago next month, World War I enemies exchanged their weapons for soccer balls and shared a musical celebration called the Christmas Truce of 1914. Beginning this Friday, St. Louis's Mustard Seed Theater Company will restage a play commemorating the Christmas miracle called All Is Calm. St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler tells us the play is about resolving conflict on a human level.
All 10 actors from last year's production are returning. Many haven't seen each other since then, so the first rehearsal is a happy reunion.
Hey! How are you, buddy? It's so great to see you.
You too. How you been?
Great. Very well.
Mustard Seed Artistic Director Deanna Gent quickly corrals the cast so they can get to work.
All right, boys. Let's go.
The festive atmosphere dovetails with the opening of the play as British recruiters coax young men into war with promises of money and food.
Come on and join, come on and join, come on and join Lord Kitchener's army.
But 5 months into battle, reality sets in as soldiers begin to watch their friends die.
He stood up and a lump of shrapnel got him.
Poor Joe.
Oh my, I'm too young to die. I want to go home.
It's Christmas Eve. They're missing their families. Suddenly, strains of Silent Night waft over from the German side across a neutral area called No Man's Land. The French and British answer the call. And so through the night and into the next day, yesterday's enemies sing instead of kill. They emerge from the trenches to play soccer and even bury their dead together, then pay tribute in song to a time they'll never forget.
For old lang syne, my dear, for old lang syne.
But on Christmas Day, the battle resumes. Even so, artistic director Deanna Gent says the truce demonstrates the power of a single individual.
This crazy German decided he was going to walk out in the middle of no man's land singing Stille Nacht. And, you know, and the Allied forces said, well, if he could be crazy, we can too. You know, that it just takes the act of one brave person and then someone else to follow that person.
Winston Churchill wrote in 1914, if the armies went on strike, might some other method settle the dispute?
It is not too lofty a goal, and I feel very strongly about that.
Charles Smith of University City is a Vietnam War veteran who saw All Is Calm last year. Its message of hope resonates with the retired elementary school teacher. As a new Army specialist, Smith was taught to see the Viet Cong as less than human. He knew he could kill, if he had to.
One night I had to guard the fence when we were changing money, and I was a machine gunner that night. And my orders were, if somebody tries to do something through that fence, you give them one warning and then you open up. I just prayed nobody would do anything like that because I didn't know how I would react.
As it turned out, no one bothered Smith that night. Today, he volunteers with an organization called Veterans for Peace, hoping to end all war.
The more you see the enemy as human, the less the enemy they become. The Christmas Truce of 1914 proves that it is possible.
Mustard Seed's play about that truce runs through December 14th. I'm Nancy Fowler, St. Louis Public Radio.